This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters and family members fled the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz, taking advantage of a pause in ferocious fighting with the U.S.-backed forces that have surrounded the last patch of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Officials with the Syrian Democratic Forces, Kurdish militias, and human rights monitors confirmed the exodus late Monday. Monitors with the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said about 150 IS fighters surrendered to the SDF. It's part of a group of about 400 people that left the ever-shrinking enclave on the banks of the Euphrates River. The observatory said by the end of the day, as many as another 1,200 people had left. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido returned to his country on Monday after flouting a court-imposed travel ban by touring Latin American countries to boost support for his campaign to tighten regional pressure on President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido greeted thousands of supporters at an opposition rally at a plaza district after arriving in Caracas International Airport just hours earlier. They threatened all of us who are here. You saw it. With prison, with death. And I say something to them. It has not been through persecution. It will not be through threats that they are going to stop us. Here we are. And we are stronger and more united than ever. Here we are, and we're much stronger than ever. Guaido calls Maduro a usurper and says his presidency is illegitimate after he secured re-election last year in a vote widely considered a sham. Maduro retains control of state institutions and the apparent loyalty of senior figures in the armed forces. The government has jailed dozens of opposition leaders and activists for seeking to overthrow Maduro through violent street demonstrations in 2014 and 2017. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is being criticized by members of both major political parties for its response to the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at Saudi Arabia's consulate in Turkey last October. The administration is accused of defying a law requiring it to investigate and identify those responsible for the dissident Saudi reporter's death. News reports have said that the CIA concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the execution of Khashoggi, a Washington Post reporter who wrote critically about the Saudi kingdom. No intelligence officials were present for a Monday closed-door briefing, causing multiple senators' tempers to flare. Democrats in the House of Representatives launched a wide-ranging investigation Monday of President Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, his transition to power, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice to thwart any probes on him. As AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, Attorney General William Barr says he has checked with ethics officials and will remain in charge of the special counsel's Russia investigation.
Some Democrats have raised concern the new attorney general might upend Robert Mueller's investigation. They cite a memo that he sent to administration officials criticizing the probe into alleged campaign collusion with Russia and whether President Trump had obstructed justice. William Barr has downplayed that memo, saying it shouldn't be viewed that he's prejudged the investigation.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Alabama authorities are searching for survivors after a powerful tornado swept through the southern U.S. state on Sunday. It killed at least 23 people. Local authorities said that at least two tornadoes touched down during an outbreak of severe weather across the southeast. The death toll could rise as rescue teams search through debris. A local sheriff said Monday that dozens of people were still missing. A county coroner said the dead included almost entire families and at least three children. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, U.S. President Trump says the federal government will help respond to the deadly disaster.
The president tweets he has personally told FEMA to give the A-plus treatment to the great state of Alabama and the wonderful people devastated by the tornadoes. He says Governor Kay Ivey's been told and that she's working closely with both FEMA and him.
Sagar Magani with the AP. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expressing optimism that trade talks with China aimed at ending tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of products will be successful. The top U.S. diplomat is in Iowa to discuss diplomatic efforts to promote American economic interest and American exports. Iowa's farmers have been hit hard by the U.S.-China trade feud. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.